don't hold back a little bit longer. Well, this love keeps getting just stronger. Come on, Eddie. Play it for me, Mr. Shank Shank himself.
WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It is that time, live performance time. And in the studio, we have Troy, Gregory, and Super Birthday. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Troy?
Doing very well. Yourself?
Ah, I'm doing good. Good to see you, even though I can't see you.
No,
but
I can't either. It's a disembodied voice. Good thing when you let me know it's you. I might have thought it was one of the other voices I have.
It is hard to differentiate, isn't it?
Yeah. I give them all different accents so I could tell the difference.
Ah, that's a good idea. I'll have to try that sometime. All right, so you ready to do something for us?
Yes, that's all right. What would you like us to play?
Ah.
probably play something off of Zaviera.
That sounds like a plan to me. I love that record.
Great, thank you. And the gentleman in the band, are you ready?
We are.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so let's play. I'm going to do a song called I Was Wishing.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, actually outside the studio this time. It's a little cozy out there. We were thinking of going for that live at Pompeii thing.
Yeah. Without all the lava.
Yeah, so it's a little safer.
Yes.
So, you guys are sounding really good.
Thank you very much. I'm glad it sounds good in there.
Yeah.
You have us on here.
So, Troy, do you want to explain about the length of our stuff and how we're doing these in chapters?
Yeah, we're pulling off different chapters because the piece that was just played is part of a larger piece called Sabrina. There's four songs on the double album, and that was just one section. So rather than us playing the full 20-minute pieces, which you would probably have to come see us live, to hear that. We usually run these songs together since they continue the story, and it works in that way. We're actually playing Outer Limits, Hamtramck.
July 20th.
Yeah, I saw that. That just got announced, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, July 20th at Outer Limits. That's in Hamtramck.
Yes, it is.
Leave on Kniff.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. And who are you playing with?
Who's on the bill with us? I mean, it's our show.
I don't know if that's been secured.
I don't think it's been confirmed. So if anyone feels that their band would be a wonderful fit with us and they're really nice folks, by all means, contact us on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Superbirthday.org.
Or just show up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just show up. Org sounds like this kind of robot kind of thing that lives under a bridge.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. In our case, that must be true. So yeah, and basically, what's kind of a little bit confusing at the moment is the band Super Birthday is this full group because on the Xaviar record I played every instrument, and so obviously I needed some people to play this in the live tangible format.
Oh, you couldn't do it by yourself?
No, that'd just be kind of ridiculous. So I was lucky to find Matt, Fido, and Vince. I found Vince on Craigslist, of all things. He just moved here from Chicago. I was looking for a keyboard player, and he was playing Watcher of the Skies from Genesis through a Mellotron pedal on the guitar, and it was exactly what I was looking for.
Hmm.
And contacted him. I think he was just looking for...
Just any type of players.
Just any guy. He wasn't expecting to get in a cult, basically, which he ended up joining with the Lifers Like Us. Mm. And then Matt Leneux, I've actually played shows within his old band, Nice Device. We played the Troubadour in L.A. together. And we've seen each other around town and would talk at the bars. And I always liked his playing and got along with him. So I've had him actually on my mind for a long time to ask to play guitar. And then Fido on drums. He's from Flint. We've actually met many years ago and have a lot of mutual friends in Flint, a lot of the old punk bands and grindcore groups up there, Repulsion and all that. And he's expressed an interest. He actually heard the stuff I was posting on the social media and asked me if I needed a Jamie Muir kind of drummer. And again, the right words. and at the fact that they would be able to tour and take this serious. There's a lot of musicians I would find that would just really kind of want to do it on the weekends. I mean, I'm an old man, and I'll be doing this till I'm an even older dead man, and my whole life. So I need to find people that this is what they do and they're passionate about as well, but also open to the fact that there is really no set objective musically that what we're doing, except that it is intrinsically from us and cinematically, so more not thinking so much in genre as much as in feel of something that's beautiful, whimsical, not so beautiful and ugly to combination, just like all the other aspects of life.
Okay, so it's definitely more of a journey. You're not worried about the destination necessarily.
Anyway, exactly, and actually that's a lot of the subtext on the record as well, and when it gets into. And so it is about more being in that moment. There's a lot of ways there really is no destination, you know, it's in that sense. You know, it's Alan Watts saying about, you know, when you're dancing, you're not trying to dance to the other end of the room. And the same thing with music, you're not necessarily trying to get to the end of the tune. You're meant to be in with the music and that. And you're taking that approach to everything else in life as well, of just enjoying the moment and being part of the moment is something I need to do. My head used to be in a very dark place. And it's nice to be out of it, especially things these days in the world are even more awry or screwed. Actually, it always has been. It's just now we have that our information travels so much quicker that people could see these things. I'm sure if there was social media around and you know, 1743. There'd be people going, oh, no, the world's ending.
Oh, yeah. Even during World War II and the Holocaust and all that.
Yeah, any time. And it's interesting because it's the capacity of human beings is amazing. I mean, you know that there's someone right now helping someone eat. And unfortunately, somewhere in the world, someone's eating somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds horrible. Or someone's inviting someone into their home that needs a home. And then someone's capturing somebody. And it's like when you see a disaster, I like seeing the compassion, seeing someone who jump into sewage water to save a stranger's cat or something. And so the plethora of the human condition throughout human history is pretty insane for a type of species that can create little wheelchairs for dogs that lose their back legs to ones that create torture devices. It's interesting, you know. So I don't know how I got on that subject. We probably talk about the record. There's a lot of that in the record, and it was done very much in a cathartic way. I did that record when I was considering to stop doing music as a living and just concentrate on film and animation and writing. I just found myself at home starting to make this record, and it turned out to be very much an alchemic journey for me. And that sounds corny, but for me personally, it definitely was. And it's all in there in the record in a way, too. And so then it was like when I got three quarters of the way through the record, I realized this is something I do want to release. And it is probably the most honest record I've ever done, my favorite thing I've ever done as a composer as well as a musician.
Well, I'm definitely glad you changed your mind.
Thank you. Me too.
As are we.
All right, why don't we do another one?
Okay, we're going to do something that's off of side two from a piece called Nadia. And this dives into more of the sordid past of The Squalor. I hope you enjoy it.
To be enlightened, to be unknown, dare to be a sow. Wanna leave a troubled highway? You got to get out of your own room. It was true, was it? I saw a wicked shoe, how the curtains blew.
Studio, Troy Gregory and Super Birthday with something called Squalor. All right. So this is something that was just re-released, I believe.
Yeah, the interesting thing was that after I was done recording it, and of course the idea of just being able to instantaneously throw it online for people to hear was tempting, so I did such a thing.
you couldn't hold back. Huh?
I could not. Actually, even early mixes and kind of different versions as well. And then a label, Jet Plastic Records, said that they would like to put it out on vinyl. And I insisted on it being double. It's kind of funny because their press release says that they insisted. But oh well. And I had four different release dates over a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it eventually came out last month and a half. And it's somewhere available. It's online. I know that. You can order directly from Jet Plastic. So in a lot of ways, it really is new now. And we just put it up through Popsicle Patch Records, our label, on iTunes and Spotify and all that fun stuff that people enjoy. But if someone wants the record, it's colored vinyl right now, too. That's always a plus, right?
Oh, yeah.
One's green and one's clear and works with the artwork that I did. So, yeah, so it is, in a lot of ways, a new record. But for some people that know me, they're already, okay, when's the next one?
Yeah.
And which is actually very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping next week to release the entire Super Birthday record,
mm-hmm.
which will be called Abracapocus.
Okay.
Abracapocus. And then and we will be probably releasing the first single for it this weekend called Mad, Cracked, and Crazy, if anyone knows what that is.
That's Troy Gregory, right?
Yeah, but that's but do you know what that's from? Mad, Cracked, and Crazy.
It sounds familiar, but it's
satire magazines. Cracked magazine, oh. Mad magazine, and then Marvel used to put out a thing called Crazy.
Oh, Mad, Cracked, and you're forgetting Sick.
Yeah, there was Sick, but that didn't work in with the thing. So Cracked, Mad, and Crazy is about satire, satire of life, and in that sense. And so we'll have that this week, and probably on Bandcamp first. We'll offer the record in that way before it goes to the eTunes and all that fun stuff. And if it comes out on vinyl, cassette, flexidisc, a single, who knows? I think it'd be interesting to put out the record that comes with a flashlight Morse code. Maybe eventually somewhere down the line.
I don't know. I was thinking smoke signals. I don't know why that
popped
in my head.
Already did smoke signals, actually. It just was too much of a pollutant. I couldn't find it. It just didn't really work well. The animals didn't dig it.
Nah, then you got to deal with Smokey the Bear. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perhaps vape signals?
Vape signals?
There you go.
ESP would be nice. I think they're somewhere online. You can find some sort of isochronic, monaural, binaural thing of a frequency that will allow that to happen, that you can just then transmit the music by ESP. That might work. Be like Maeve on Westworld. I love Maeve. Someone out there. I have an actual celebrity crush. I have not had that in a long time.
Wow.
We have a crush on the Thandie Newton, who plays Maeve on Westworld.
Alan says she's really hot. Yeah.
She's absolutely beautiful. And a fantastic actress. And there you go. But whatever. I mean, not my fanboy.
Hey.
So I even follow her on Twitter. Oh, my God. And Instagram. not a stalker by no means.
Well, that just means you're not over the hill yet, Troy. You can still get a crush.
Oh, yeah, a crush. And I love that word crush, too, in that way. A crush, it seems very sweet. And I guess it is kind of sweet. I'm actually kind of innocent about it. My wife laughs at me.
Well, we kind of come full circle when we get older than it is back to being more of a crush again, you know?
Yeah. It's fine from a distance. I don't need to open up that can of worms.
No. We know better, don't we?
Yes. Learned. Live and learn. Yeah.
All right. Ready for another one?
Sure. What would you like to do Under Your Umbrella?
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to do a song. This is a song about love and... somebody who you're with that you feel so comfortable with, you almost feel like a bomb was dropped on you that they could somehow stop it with just their affection in a way. And it's called Under Your Umbrella, So Peaceful the Sky. And I hope you enjoy it.
Nice.
Okay. Great. All right.
Thank you. under your umbrella.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. The live sounds of Troy Gregory and Super Birthday. All right.
Yes, thank you for having us here, Scott.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Okay. So you say the new record should be out in about a week? And
yeah, I'm hoping to have it on the intranet next week, World Wide Web. I heard that's kind of a big deal in this town.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's where it should be next week. If all goes according to plan. Just have to master it, really, at this point.
Okay, so as far as the physical release, that's still a couple months out, then, or?
Yeah, right now, not quite sure what's up with that. Have a few different propositions. We'll see where it goes, and just see where the universe takes us with it.
Okay, like you said, it's the journey.
Test is true.
All right. Well, why don't we keep it going? I'm enjoying this.
Oh, great. Would you guys like to play The Park? Yes?
Go with me.
Okay. We're going to do a song called The Park. This is also part of the piece, The Story of Nadia. So we're going to get going on that one. I don't that I pissed away.
You got to fix yourself and listen to every living thing, with every second you dream.
Yeah.
from the sound of the lake.
To live from Studio J with Troy Gregory and Super Birthday. And we heard another part of Nadia, one of four large tracks on the release of Xaviera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just curious, what is your background, Troy?
Background, what do you mean?
As far as like your family, where they...
I was born in Detroit. My father came over from Romania just before World War I, enough to be quickly drafted. and he was actually shot on the last day of the war. He didn't die from that wound, but eventually got TB and died from it. But the last day of the war.
Wow.
And an interesting thing, too, is my Uncle John, who was in World War II, was on patrol in the Philippines, and he was in the back of a queue where someone in front shot in the jungle. They shot a hornet's nest that was like the size of a barn.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got to my uncle, he was stung like 100 times or something. I was always wondering when I was older, when I was a kid, why my uncle was so afraid of bees. And then I found out that story. So but yeah, my father's family came from Romania over there. I still have cousins there. And then my mom was Miss River Rouge in 1958, 1959 or something. And so she grew up around River Rouge, Del Rey.
Yeah.
Area, and her maiden name was Fox, and my great grandma Ninny used to have in early 1900s a blind pig and a brothel.
Wow!
And their own beer called Fox Beer that she would do up. I actually knew Ninny. Ninny lived till I was about 10, and because a lot of my family died off around the time I was born. And
yeah.
So that's it. But I just actually did the one of the DNA things. And of course, like most people, with our common ancestors goes back to Africa. Our mother Africa is where the common ancestor comes from. And then there was, and after that, it spread all out, mostly from my side of family in the Baltics, Scandinavia, and over to Germany and Scotland, and eventually here. And then grew up more around the Warren area.
Okay.
My father had a laundromat on 8 and DeQuinder. With his brother, and he also worked as a draftsman. The laundromat was a pain. We'd get calls at 3 in the morning. We knew the phone rang. It was the police saying it was broken into again.
Oh yeah.
But I remember like him going to having to go there at night one time at 10 o'clock or something, 9 or 9, and him coming home and waking me and my brother up with Braze and to watch the Night Stalker.
Braze. The place is still around,
yeah,
too.
I thought a good name for a country band would be the Tellway Braze.
There you go.
A combination of both of those together. So that was the area I grew up at. But in high school, my family moved up to Holly.
Ah.
And it was a nightmare. And after I graduated, actually, it's beautiful now. I'd love to live there now, but it's for a... For me at that age, no. But the good thing that came out of it is it's when I actually started really practicing playing bass and guitar. And I was already played, but I didn't, I just was screwing around.
Yeah.
And with Mike Alonzo, actually. Mike Alonzo, if you know Mike, drums for Flog and Molly now.
Yeah, they were just in town, weren't they?
Yeah, I know Mike since I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And him and my brother are absolute best friends. And so... Me and him and Matthew Smith, who does Outrageous Cheery and the Volbeats, we all had our first band when I was about 10 or 11, and they were about 13 or 14.
Warren, Michigan.
We played at the Beer Junior High Talent Show. We played Purple Haze, and the Talking Heads version of Take Me to the River just came out then.
Yeah, that was a good version, too.
Yeah, and we were playing in the basement, playing stuff like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. And then Devo, Are We Not Men came out, and it just blew our minds, and we started playing stuff like that. Well, Matt Smith was already a little bit ahead of us. He was already hip to stuff like Trout Mask Replica and Captain Beefheart and things like that.
Ah, so it's his fault. Huh?
Yeah, well, he showed up. He showed up. Actually, it's funny because I met him for the first time on Alonzo's porch, and we were listening to the 8-track of We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll. And Matt showed up, and he had Trout Mask Replica and Wes Bruce Lang under his arm.
Hmm.
And then invited me to see Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow at the Royal Music Theater with the opening act The Cars.
Wow.
Not too long after that, 1978, yeah. So I guess I expanded a little bit more of the background. I don't know if that's what you, when you met. I mean, like everyone else, we're, you know, probably an alien life form that traveled here in some sort of microbe on an asteroid. Most likely, yeah.
No.
Or we're not even here, sitting in a jar somewhere imagining this.
No, actually, it started out because I don't know, for some odd reason, I just it seems like I hear an accent with your voice. I don't know why.
It's very strange.
Has somebody ever told you that?
Yeah, I hear it all the time, and I notice it just depends on how loud I talk. If I talk much louder, my Michigan Faygo accent comes out quite a bit, and then if I talk quieter, it gets that. And so I will get people say, well, you know, where are you from? And when you say, well, I was born in Detroit, Houts Hospital, they don't believe you, or they think you're just trying to put on an accent. I have no idea what it is. I've had so many friends with really strange. I actually, one of the weirdest was when I was going to music school out in Los Angeles, and I had a friend from Japan and another friend from Virginia Beach, and another one from Germany and another from England. Basically, all our accents after a while started
all blending together,
right? Yeah, and my friend Kai from Japan started getting a Michigan twang, and even when he spoke in Japanese. So I guess you pick it up in some sort of way. When I was playing with Killing Joke, I was the only, as they say, only Yank on the bus.
Yeah,
and so by the end of the tour, certain things I did enunciate differently, and I did notice that when I was living in New York playing with Prong. When I moved back, there was a bit of a New York accent would come out in various things I would do, I would say, and it's rather strange, but it's still my voice. I can do voiceover work, but and if I need
for
to
more
voice,
information, call Troy Gregory.
If you need me for some voiceover work, please, I'd be more than happy to indulge. So, anyways, but yeah, so accent. It's I do have a kind of strange voice, I suppose. It's a little nasally at times, but yeah, that's strange that you say that, because I do get that a lot, and it's, I find it rather odd, but there you go.
Yeah, but I got a lot of information. That's what I love about you. You're a great interview, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. sometimes I don't talk too much, so
yeah,
and
well,
I can take that, so.
If I'll still take that over some people. I won't mention any names and nothing, no offense against them, but you ask them the really like broad questions and they still answer with simple things like yeah, I don't know. It's like, okay.
Where are you from? I'm from over there. I was brought up in a chicken coop.
You ask them what their musical influences are, and they say, "Oh, my dad." You know, I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah. What did they say? That was my dad. You
yeah.
Say?
Or, oh yeah.
My dad. Whenever they ask my dad, because my brother plays as well, they someone would ask, "So what do you do?" My dad's like, "I play the radio."
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's enough of that. We need to get some more music in,
great.
Don't we?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Want to do Kranz, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to do a piece called Crayons, 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 which leads into a piece called The Champagne of Frankensteins. We hope you enjoy it.
Interesting.
Okay.
Start with that.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Troy Gregory and Super Birthday. All right.
Scotty, may I introduce the gentleman in the band, please?
Definitely.
Please
do.
On drums is Fido Kennington from Flint. He still doesn't have water. FYI.
Please.
Somebody get this gentleman some water.
Someone get my city some water, please.
And if Rick Snyder's picking up the station, a few words with you, but unfortunately I cannot say them on the air.
No, that would get us all in trouble.
And then here we have on the electric guitar is Matt Leneau. And on the other guitar from space here is Vincent Rodriguez.
All right. Four piece. You sound like more than four people, you know? It's what I always loved about talented musicians and prog rock bands, you know? It's like four people and it sounds like 12, you know?
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. That's the kind of thing to say.
Yeah, so.
I just wanted to add, this is a little challenging for us because we're so used to playing these songs straight through in succession. So pulling them out as chapters is, you know, we're all looking at each other like, oh, how's that one going again? It does have a good flow live when we do it, you know, front to back. It's quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the word intense.
Yeah,
is
that's
used
been the common one.
Yeah,
quite a bit after the hour set we do.
Relentless.
Well, see if they want that experience, then they're going to have to go see you on July 20th, then, aren't they?
That'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You got to go down to the Outer Limits and check the band in their full glory.
Yes.
And then you can hear these things the way they were meant to be heard in the grand opuses that they are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing next?
Would you like to play another one?
Do we have time?
Do we have time for another one?
Definitely. We got at least till 6, maybe a couple minutes more.
Okay. How about you do Oz? This is back to the piece of Sabrina.
Okay.
And also dealing with a character that's very much into role-playing, and which is another theme to the record, is role-playing, and also in the sense that our own social, even personal consciousness in a lot of ways is a role-play. And some people tend to find themselves a little bit more in the character that they play, more than the one that they do on a daily basis. But then sometimes you go to your job and you're still role-playing in some sort of degree. And a couple of the characters that she's obsessed with are Dorothy and Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay.
And Nancy Drew.
Hmm.
And so, but this is
all seemingly innocent females, but we know better, don't we?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's well, actually, Sabrina is transsexual in this. Nadia is a bird. Xaviera is the only kind of other character. Oksana is her collective unconsciousness idea of herself. And it goes much deeper. There's a big story to it. I don't want to bore everyone with. But
that's okay. I'm learning.
but if you get the record, it's there. And so anyway, so we're going to do a song because she didn't get the part of a reboot of Wizard of Oz. Was quite upset, and so hence this song, Oz Never Did Give Me Nothing.
Okay, so just to interrupt for a second, then it looks like that'll take us to the end, and I want to thank you very much for coming down and playing for us. I really appreciate it.
We deeply appreciate it. Much gratitude.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
And to your listeners, I hope that you're enjoying it wherever you are, and you're curled up somewhere nice and comfortable and with someone you love.
And if not, check it out on a podcast afterwards.
So. Fantastic. All right. Start with that.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
Can't wear us down. The sun is